Punishment can reduce behavior that isn't as effective or efficient or socially appropriate, but only the behavior that is punished changes or decreases. Others are going to show up in its place because there's still a need that has to be met. And if we leave what that behavior is that gets the need met to guesswork, chances are that what a student identifies or uses as an alternative means to get attention from adults or peers, for example, or a break from a task or access to a preferred activity isn't going to be the most socially appropriate, even if it is effective or efficient. Not only that, using punishment can actually worsen behavior because other behaviors will emerge that serve the same need as the behavior that's being punished. Furthermore, individuals like educators who are using punishment procedures can start to function as punishers themselves. That is, their presence can suppress behavior or even evoke other inappropriate behavior that's popped up in the place of a behavior that's being punished. Consider a student who in the past has been written up for speaking rudely to a teacher, maybe in the context of asking for a change in an assignment requirement. Being written up may stop the student using that rude tone, but the teacher may then see an increase in eye rolling, pushing or slamming materials around, and general disengagement. None of these behaviors were issues before for this student, but if that rude tone related to some need, those other behaviors developed in its place, and they're all more likely now in the presence of the teacher just through the teacher's association with giving the write-up or sending the student to the office.